Hiya, Dawn. How was the show?
You love to wait in the hopes to make me laugh. And it's one of the things I love about you. Bees. It was about bees. Finally, the bees are back. With Emma Arnold, who's a comic that I've met several times and will meet several times again, sadly. Emma Arnold.
I think you'll remember her.
I might remember her better now.
Now that she's been on the Dark Forest.
Yes. And I will, all she'll have to say is bees, because Stacey McKenna. It's been 6 years since Stacey was on,
right,
talking bees.
Right, right.
And so I learned again about bees.
Learned again.
And it was kind of great.
Sort of recap the old knowledge and then add some new?
Right, right. Because, you know, I retain a little bit of every episode and bit of information, but not as much as the person whose dorkdom it is. And, but so this was plug and play, man.
Deep dive
into bees.
Yeah. What's some of the new information?
Well, I know that Stacey explained sort of what bees were. There was a very sexist. Okay, so there's a queen bee, there's a worker bee, and there's a drone bee. The drone bees are the boys.
Yes.
The queen and the workers are the girls.
Yes.
The drone bees don't do anything.
Well, that's not entirely true.
Nothing.
They have to put up with all those women.
Bitches, man. What are you going to do? Here's what happens. Queen bee leaves the hive.
You don't think...
Goes and
you
screws...
And the emotional... Work.
Up to 20 drone bees. Sucks their whole penis, testicles, the whole sack into her body, stores them, lines them up like cordwood inside of her.
Are you trying to seduce me?
And then all of those bees die. The drone bees sit around. They have to head out to find another queen bee because they can't sleep with their mom. But in the winter, when there's winter, the workers and the queens kick the remaining drones out for the winter. They're like, no, you die. We're going to lay more. And anyway, so I was both infuriated and made sad by this tale of the worker queen and drone bee social dynamic.
When will they find love?
When will the drone bees? They don't have any stingers, so they can't even be guards. The workers are guards.
Yeah.
They're literally just walking around pile of sperm.
Yeah,
that's what their job is.
Right.
And so they just hang out and wait to get fucked to death.
Sure.
So I'm sad for them, but I'm also like, you know that, like, back in the 12th century, there was some dude was like, that's what men should do. They should just sit around.
They should sit around.
Wait. Women should do all the work, and then they can have sex, and then they can die.
I think that these drones are doing a lot more than you think.
No.
I think they're doing all of the emotional labor in the hive.
I think you're wrong. Emma Arnold specifically said that they're not that bright. Not just the drones, all bees.
She was
like, tiny bee brains.
You don't think that they have emotional labor that needs done?
No, but I think that it was an excuse for dudes to sit around. Look what the bees do. Birds do it, bees do it, and now a bunch of gentlemen are going to do it. Except for the fact that nobody... I think it's sad, too, because the drones don't rise to their... Anyway, they have a potential that they're not...
Bees are metaphorically the male.
Yeah? Mm. What's happening? In the birds and the bees?
Yeah.
In that metaphor? I don't know.
Isn't it? I mean, I never got the... I mean, you and I, neither one of us got anything remotely like the official Birds and the Bees talk.
Oh, I want there to be an official... Is there an official Birds and the Bees talk?
I believe there must be.
Why bring it up?
I feel like in that version, the male, the bees are the metaphorical male.
I got the flower of the bee conversation from my dad.
And in that one, they are absolutely...
the male.
The male.
But the birds are flitting around, too, getting some action, aren't they?
Yeah.
But hopefully the birds and the bees are not having sex with each other. That sounds like
Maybe
the creation of a hummingbird.
Do we really know why we don't have children?
Where is the mystery? But Emma Arnold, I was just watching. She has a new special out, and it's on her website, which is emmaarnoldcomedy.com. And I was watching about 20 minutes of it.
And giggling.
And it was, I was like, oh, that's right. She has that joke. So it's not that I don't remember Emma Arnold.
Right.
It's just I remember her comedies. Anyway,
remembered her.
It was a fascinating.
Once she was here. And right. Like, oh, right. It's you.
There you are. I said to myself. Anyway, but it was great. It really was. And I relearned things and I would like the drones to rise to their potential.
Rise up.
Rise up.